So similar to the haircuts, Chazal also said that we want people to wash the clothing before Yom Tov. So leaving, Chazal prohibited Kvisa during Chol HaMoed to guarantee a person would wash all of the clothing before Yom Tov and not leave and make sure that he has nice clothing coming to the Yom Tov and say, I'm so busy, I'll wash the clothes of Chol HaMoed and end up with some not clean clothes for Yom Tov. So Chazal said, you can't wash on Chol HaMoed. Chazal, they recognize there's certain items of clothing which their nature, even if you wash them, they get dirty again. So they said the average person who has enough, normally has enough clothing, cannot wash during Chol HaMoed. A person does not have enough clothing for certain situations, they were matter. For example, clothing of a child. The child, even if you wash all their clothing, you should wash their clothing before Yom Tov. Even if you do so, the chances are it's going to get dirty, you're going to need to wash it again. So children's clothing is permitted to wash Chol HaMoed for the needs of Yom Tov. You can't throw an extra Chol HaMoed into the machine that you have for after Yom Tov. You could put in enough to have, make sure, guarantee you have enough for Yom Tov. So if a person Chol HaMoed needs to wash children's clothing, that's not a problem. While you're washing children's clothing, you cannot throw in clothing for an adult, that's not permitted. But for the children, you could put in them. Are you mechuyev to go out and buy extra clothing to make sure that the child has enough? No, you can use whatever you normally use, that is the amount. You're not mechuyev to go buy extra. An application of that concept to an adult is a person who's traveling somewhere. So you're traveling for Yom Tov. So there's 9 days of Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov, and 9 days. Your person has, and you got 8 kids. This is a tremendous. You have to hire an extra. You have to put an extra van on the back to cover all your clothing for 10 people for 9 days. That you're not mechuyev to do. You take along a normal amount that a person would take when he's traveling. And if you need to wash Chol HaMoed, you'd be allowed to wash Chol HaMoed. So Moshe says that a person who's traveling is not mechuyev to take along this extraordinary amount. It'll take along what's normal to take along and then wash during Chol HaMoed. If a person has a garment which gets dirty during Yom Tov, so what is permitted? If it's a situation where if you leave the stain there, you leave the item as such, it will damage the item. The stain will get stuck and will remain in the cloth unless you remove it right away. So that is permitted. You're allowed to take out the stain. If you can take out the stain by itself and take care of the garment, you should do so. If you need to, what? Okay, don't call them right. Is that something Yom Tov? Okay, thank you. Chol HaMoed. You cannot clean it on Yom Tov. Correct that, thank you. If a person can take out the stain alone and that's enough to do it, so that's what he must do. If that's not sufficient and he needs to actually wash the whole garment, he can wash the whole garment. Dry cleaning already is a questionable. That's a ma'asuma. That's a questionable. You can ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Let's say the person gets dirty, and this is the only garment that the person has of such. So there are scenarios where it's going to be mutter. And again, I would like to send you to your local Orthodox rabbi because there are different opinions on that. So what you're allowed to do with that? Take it off with something which is dry, a dry brush. Even if there's no davar oved and it's not, you don't necessarily need it for Yom Tov, just removing it in a way which is just drying it off with a dry brush is permitted. That's not considered the lachas of malabed for this purpose. Ironing clothing, one last point about ironing, a person has a garment which needs to be ironed, is mutter in Chol HaMoed, that's considered a ma'asehegyan, that's mutter the tzarech ha'moed, it is permitted. Ma'asehegyan would not be permitted. So if you have a very fancy type of a dress, a lot of pleats or something of that sort, to iron with putting in pleats is something that should not be done. Have a good morning.